好，我们来看罗马书的第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5.
好，罗马书的第五章。
Romans, chapter 5.
好，第五章的第一节。
Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. 好，请。Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，这个地方讲啊，我们因信称义。
Here it mentions that we're justified by faith.
在整个宇宙当中有一个神。
In this universe, there's God.
那人要跟神建立关系啊，需要有义。
And in order for us to build this relationship with God, we need to be justified.
Righteous.
We need to be righteous.
因为神没有罪，圣洁的。
Because God is holy, He is without sin.
那义是什么？
And what is righteousness?
启示录里面讲就是白衣服。
In the book of Revelations, it mentions that righteousness is this white garment.
那圣经里面告诉我们，在神的面前，我们的义，都是污秽的。
And the Bible tells us that in front of God, all our righteousness is still filthy in front of God.
因为所谓好人是用人的标准来判断人。
Because when we say there's a good person, and that's based on human's judgment.
所以我们常常觉得我不错了，我跟大家差不多。
So oftentimes we feel like I'm pretty good, I'm a pretty good person.
但是在神的面前没有一个是好人。
But in God's eyes, no one is good.
所以我们人要靠着主耶稣才能够被称义。
And that is why we need to rely on Lord Jesus to be justified.
也就是说靠着主耶稣才有一件白衣服。
Which is to say that we need to rely on Lord Jesus to have this white garment.
那我们常常会想那称义对我们有什么好处？
And sometimes we might think, well, what's the benefit to me to be justified?
也就是说，我穿上这个白衣对我有什么好处？
What benefit is there for me to have this white garment?
很多人他没有信耶稣，不是活得很好吗？
There are so many people in this world, they don't believe in Jesus, and they seem like they have a pretty good life.
那我们就看我们信耶稣被称义有什么福气？
So let's look at what kind of blessings we would have if we're justified.
好，我们刚刚读的第五章的第一节哈。
So just now we read chapter 5 verse 1.
借着主耶稣基督得与神和好，这是第一个福气。
And the first blessing is this, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫做好的人生？
And what is having a good life?
如果我们没有看圣经
If we don't look at the Bible,
我们常常觉得说那一个人生活很富裕安逸无虑这个叫做有福气。
If we see someone who has wealth and has peace and health, we would think that person's living a very blessed life.
那要安逸无虑就是要努力赚钱钱多的生活就安逸无虑。
And in order to live a life like that, you need a lot of money. So they strive for money.
这个是人在社会上的一个传统文化。
And this is the culture and the tradition of this world.
那如果我们回到起初神创造世界。
But if we refer back to the Bible at the beginning when God created the world.
神看非常好。
God saw everything was good.
那个时候人生非常好。
And at that time, people lived a good life.
那《创世纪》里面我们是可以看到有三个关系。
And in the book of Genesis, we see three relationships.
如果这个关系好，我们的人生就非常好。
And if these three relationships are good, then we'll have a good life.
第一个就是神跟人的关系。
The first relationship is that between God and man.
这个是根本。
And this is the core.
第二个是人跟人的关系。
The next is the relationship between people.
第三是人跟物的关系，正常。
And the third is people's relationship with things.
这些 material 正常。
Material things.
那我们现在跟这个神看好的人生，我们不同在哪里？
And so in our perspective, how is it different from God's perspective.
我们把物质的拥有跟享受已经抬高比神还重要。
We have elevated and prioritized our relationship with material things.
那在这个过程里面，我们就忽略了人跟神的关系。
And in this process, we neglected our relationship with God.
有时候就忽略了人跟人的关系。
And sometimes we also neglected our relationship with other people.
所以外面拥有很多。
So perhaps we have many material things.
但是里面没有幸福感。
But inside our heart, we don't feel blessed.
为什么？
Why?
因为同一个家庭里面问题好多。
Because within the family, there might be a lot of problems.
夫妻的问题。
Problems between the spouses.
两代的问题。
Problems between different generations.
兄弟姐妹的问题。
Between siblings.
那这些问题从哪里来？
And where do these problems come from?
如果从上世纪来看，是因为我们跟神的关系不好。
If we refer back to the book of Genesis, this is because we don't have a good relationship with God.
因为我们已经活在伊甸园外面。
Because we're already living outside of the Garden of Eden.
离开神，没有神的道，没有神的爱，人跟人的关系就不会好。
We've left God, we left His word and His love, and so that we cannot build a good relationship with other people.
所以我们借着主耶稣基督可以跟神和好。
So through Jesus Christ, we can make peace with God.
我常常想如果我的父亲非常富有。
So if we think that if my father is wealthy,
我跟父亲的关系很好。
And I have a good relationship with my father.
那父亲又住在我家里。
And my father lives in the same household.
我一生就没有什么忧虑了。
Then I would not have any problems.
那这个父亲是谁？
And who is his father?
这个父亲就是天上的神。
And this father is our heavenly father in heaven.
所以人生的第一件要务，就是要重新建立跟这个天父的关系。
So the most important thing in life is to rebuild this relationship with God.
这个是父跟子的关系。
And this is a relationship between father and son.
那个父的国就是乐园，伊甸乐园。
And the kingdom of God is the Garden of Eden.
那今天那个父的国就是借着主耶稣带来说天国近了。
And this kingdom of God is what Jesus brought to us when he said the kingdom of God is near.
那个天国就是神的国。
And this kingdom of God is
天国就是神的国。
This is also heaven.
天国，神的国在哪里？就在你的心里面。
And where is the kingdom of God? It's within our hearts.
所以我们借着主耶稣基督跟神的关系好，神常常与我们同在。
So through Jesus Christ, we rebuild this relationship with God, and God will dwell with us.
那神是恩典的来源。
And God is a source of grace.
所以神创造万物的时候，神赐福给人。
When God created the world, He blessed people.
那如果这个天父常常跟我们同在
，And if the same God is with us,
我们的生活一生啊，恩典用不完。
Then throughout our lives, we will have unlimited grace.
所以第五章第一节借着称义就我们能够跟神和好。
So chapter 5 verse 1 saying.Been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ.
然后就可以享受神丰盛的恩典。
Then we can enjoy His grace.
所以圣经里面才讲不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
So the Bible tells us, don't worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear.
那有很多人就想这个生活很多忧虑，所以要更努力工作。
But some people might think that because of these worries, I need to strive and work even harder.
努力工作是人的本分。
And to work hard is our duty.
但是人努力工作还是很多忧虑。
But despite this hard work, we still have our worries.
因为明天不是我能够掌控的。
Because we don't have control over our own tomorrow.
所以圣经才讲你如果先求神的国、神的义。
So the Bible says, if you seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness,
也就是说我们先求跟神的关系好。
Which is to say, if we first pursue this relationship with God,
神与我们同在。
And God is with us.
那这些生活的需要神都会照顾。
Then all these other necessities, God will look after them for us.
所以第五章第一节跟神和好，这是第一个称义的福气。
So this is the first blessing of being justified by faith.
好，那我们看罗马书第五章的第二节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5 verse 2.
好，请。
Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这个第二节讲我们站在这个救恩里面，欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Here it says that we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
所以我们称义以后我们第二个福气是什么？就是活在盼望里面。
And so the second blessing of being justified by faith is that now we live in hope.
圣经告诉我们盼望只有一个。
The Bible tells us there's only one hope.
但是当我们年轻的时候，我的盼望不止一个。
But when we were young, I have many hopes.
我盼望书读好。
I want to be good academically.
盼望找到好工作。
I hope to have a good job.
盼望有好的收入。
I hope to have a good income.
盼望有好的家庭。
I hope to have a good family.
盼望好多。
And I hope for many things.
那为什么圣经说盼望只有一个？
But why does the Bible say that there's only one hope?
因为所有的盼望都会消失。
Because all the other hopes will disappear.
你找到好工作，有一天你会退休。没有退休的时候，可能被公司解雇。
And so even if you have a good job, one day you might retire, or if not, you might get laid off.
我盼望有好的家庭。
You hope to have a good family.
但是死的那一天就结束了。
But on the day you die, that ends.
所以人活得越久，这些盼望逐渐达到就消失了。
And as you live, you might attain your hope, and as you attain them, they're gone.
如果没有信仰，
if you don't have faith,
有一天我们到达退休，
and then at one day you're at the retirement age,
请问你的盼望在哪里？
Then what's your hope then?
你往前看，看到什么？
When you look to the future, what do you see?
盼望消失，目标消失。
You lose your goal, you lost your goal.
那这样人生就变成没有盼望的人生，这是非常虚空的人生。
Then you might be living a life without hope, and it would feel a lot of vanity.
但是我们在主耶稣里面有一天你达到退休，甚至80岁、90岁，往前看还是有一个盼望。
But if you're in Christ, one day when you retire and you're at 80, you're 80 years old or 90 years old, you still have one hope.
这个盼望让我们活着有目的。
And this hope allows you to live with a goal.
这个盼望是什么？
And what is this hope?
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章的第三节跟第四节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
好，请。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个地方讲主耶稣重生了我们。
Here says that we have been resurrected.
那就在洗礼的时候。
And that is when we were baptized.
我们就有活泼的盼望。
And then we have this living hope.
也就是说带有生命不会消失的盼望。
And this hope is alive, it won't disappear.
那这个盼望是什么？
What is this hope?
第四节。
Verse 4.
可以得到不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away.
那个就是永生。
And that is eternal life.
在天国。
It's in heaven.
天国有多好。
And how good is heaven?
人有多好天国就有多好。
Heaven is as good as God.
因为天国是神充满的地方。
Because heaven is where God dwells.
那我们到底做了什么？我们可以去天国？不是罪人吗？圣经不是这样讲吗？
But aren't we sinners? Can we go to heaven?
就是因为信耶稣受洗被称义。
But it's because we are baptized into Christ, we are justified. and justify.
那我们跟天父的关系正常和好，所以我们就可以上天国。
And we, our relationship with God is reconciled, so we can go to heaven.
好，那天国是神充满的地方，所以天国充满着荣耀。
And heaven is where God dwells and fills, so it's full of glory.
所以有时候我们看到一个人活得很痛苦。
So sometimes if we see someone suffering,
可能我们就觉得说这个人哦，可能死比活好。
And we might feel that that person might be better dead than alive.
因为死就是痛苦的结束。
Because once they die, that also ends the suffering.
所以为什么人生病很严重会想要死？因为太痛苦。
And that's why some people, when they're in a very grave illness, they rather die.
但是保罗在监牢里面哦，他说哦，我在两难之间。
But when Paul was in the prison, he says, I'm in a dilemma.
我不晓得活好还是死好。
Should I live or should I die?
对他来讲哦，死是好的无比的。
And for him, to die is to gain.
为什么？
Why?
因为死了就能够到天国与主同在。
Because once he dies, he can go to heaven and be with God.
那个是保罗2000年的盼望，那个就是我们今天的盼望。
And that was Paul's hope 2,000 years ago, but it's the same hope we have today.
所以我们活在这个盼望，永生的盼望里面。
So we live in this hope of for eternal life.
然后这个盼望会带给我们在天上的荣耀。
And this hope will bring us glory in heaven.
你看太阳很亮。
You see that the sun is very bright.
月亮也很亮。
The moon is also bright.
星星也很亮。
Stars are bright.
所以圣经讲啊，死人复活就是这样。
And the Bible says when the dead resurrects, it's going to be like that.
义人要发光像太阳。
The righteous person will shine like the sun.
所以死了呀，一个人在神的国发光像太阳。
So when a person dies, they go to heaven and they shine like the sun.
这都是因为我们称义才有这样的恩典。
And that is all because that we are justified by faith.
好，那我们现在回来看第五章，罗马书第五章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 5.
第五章的第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
请。
And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance.
第四节。
Verse 4, and perseverance, character, and character, hope.
这个第三节就是告诉我们信耶稣不是说一生都不会有患难。
And from verse 3, we can tell that it's not that life will be smooth afterwards, after you believe in Christ.
一旦信耶稣百事顺利，身体健康。
That you will have a smooth life without illness once you believe.
但是如果我们读第三节信耶稣会遇到患难。
If you look at verse 3, even after you believe in Christ, there will be tribulations.
那我们没有信耶稣也会遇到患难。
And even for people who don't believe, they will also face tribulations.
那如果没有信耶稣遇到患难，我们就说倒霉不幸自己不小心。
And so for someone who doesn't believe, when they face tribulations, they might just consider themselves unlucky.
所以我们在患难就会埋怨。
In that circumstance, people might complain.
但是当我们信耶稣以后
，But after we believe in Christ,
这个地方讲患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Here it says that we also glory in tribulation.
为什么患难可以欢欢喜喜啊？
And how is it that we can have joy or this glory in tribulation?
因为我们在患难中还是有盼望。
It's because even within this tribulation, we have a hope.
那患难的盼望是什么？
And what is this hope in this tribulation?
接下去就在讲患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
It continues to say tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
如果我们看这个英文老练character 就是人的个性。
And here it mentions character.
所以这个患难神允许临到我们，就是要改变一个人的个性。
that God allows these tribulations to come upon us to shape our character.
哦，那谁的个性最好？
And who has the best character?
主耶稣的个性。
That of Jesus Christ.
哦，因为主耶稣是神本性，啊，把他具体的活出来。
Because Jesus is the manifestation of God.
哦。那神造亚当的时候，神也用他的形象来造人。
And when God created Adam and Eve, He created them in His image.
哦，那我们现在的个性啊，跟主耶稣的个性当然是差很多。
And our character today is very different from the character of Jesus.
哦，我们现在的个性跟亚当的个性当然也是差很多。
And our character is also very different from that of Adam and Eve.
哦，那当一个人的个性渐渐改变，跟主耶稣一样。
And when a person's character slowly changed to be more like Jesus Christ.
啊，这个在神面前，这就是一种荣耀。
And in the eyes of God, this is a type of glory.
这个就是人的价值。
And this is the value of men.
啊，做神的儿女，能够生活中把神的本性活出来。
To be the children of God and manifest the nature of God.
啊，所以一个人经历患难之后，啊，这个人会跟以前不一样。
So when someone undergoes a tribulation, their character will change.
我们在患难当中会思想。
In this tribulation, we will think and reflect.
为什么神允许这个事情发生在我身上？
Why would God allow this thing to happen to me?
我们会祷告。
We would pray.
是，那你要。这个事情要让我学什么
？Lord, what do you want me to learn in this？
哦，那圣经里面讲哦，我们的老师哦，在后面啊，在引导我们，虽然看不见。
And the Bible tells us that we have this teacher behind us, guiding us, even though we cannot see him.
哦，但是有一天啊，达到了神的要我们达到的目的，这个患难就过去了。
But one day when we have changed enough, then we've passed this tribulation.
哦，所以患难不是要毁掉一个人。
So the tribulation is not there to destroy us.
患难是要改变一个人。
It is there to shape us.
要更新一个人。
To renew us.
啊，好像这个啊。金矿哦，被提出来是很大的一团。
Just like how a gold ore when it comes out.
哦，但是越经过火炼之后啊，这个金越纯。
It has blemishes, but after refining it, it will become more pure.
那越纯就是越有价值。
And when it's more pure, it's more valuable.
哦，所以这个地方讲啊，患难生老练，老练生盼望。
So here it says, Tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
哦，所以我们在圣经里面哦，看到很多的人经历患难，到最后哦，都看到啊，神给他带出一条路。
So we can see how many Bible ancient saints how they face tribulations and how God led them through.
在神的面前没有绝路这一句话。
In front of God, there is no dead end.
哦，为什么？
Why?
因为神本身就可以开一条路。
Because God can open a way for us.
哦，没有路可以走，他也可以开一条路。
And when there it seems like we're at a dead end, God can open a way for us.
哦，所以我们在患难当中对神的体验会更清楚。
So that when we're in a tribulation, that's the time when we can experience God the most.
哦，好像约伯。
Just like Job.
哦，约伯的患难我们现在很少人遇到。
We don't encounter Job's tribulation.
但是约德伯患难以后，他怎么说
？But after Job has gone over his tribulation, what did he say？
从前我风闻有神。
In the past, I heard of God.
我现在亲眼见到神。
And now I've seen God.
以前我们的信仰就是在观念上，在理论上，我知道，我承认，我同意有神。
In the past, We might believe in God in our knowledge, and I admit that there's a God.
好，但是经过患难之后，我们真的亲眼看到神，真的在整个过程当中，我们看到神的带领，看到神的作为，对神有更深刻的体验。
But after the tribulation, we come to experience God more, and we truly feel Him.
也因为这样，我们在患难中可以感谢神。
And that is how we can give thanks to God in our tribulation.
好，那我们再看我们这里称义还有什么福气。
So let's continue to see what kind of blessings we can receive by having been justified.
好，我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
好，请。
Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
好，这个地方讲啊，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit has poured out the love of God to our hearts.
啊，所以一个人称义以后啊，啊，人应许会给他圣灵。
When someone is justified, after they're justified, God promised this Holy Spirit.
如果我们看这个《使徒行传》的第二章
，If we look at the Book of Acts, Chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章
，Acts of Apostles, Chapter 2.
第二章的38节
，Acts Chapter 2, Verse 38. Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
39节。
Verse 39. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
这个地方讲啊，受洗叫你的罪得赦。
Repent and be baptized.For the remission of sins.
在那个时候，我们就跟神关系恢复了。
And at that moment, we reconciled our relationship with God.
那我们就做神的儿女。
And we become the children of God.
那有一个证明啊，就是圣领受圣灵。
And there's an evidence, which is to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以39节，这个应许是给你们跟你们的儿女的。
And this promise is given to you and to your children.
所以我们洗礼，特别在真耶稣教会啊，洗礼完啊，我们祷告就会得圣灵。
And especially in our church, after you're baptized, when you pray for the Holy Spirit, you'll receive it.
我说，我的父亲是天上的神，你证明在哪里？
I say, my father, God is my father in heaven. You say, well, prove it to me.
在加拉太书里面讲啊，圣灵充满在我们心里，从我们心里呼叫天上神阿爸父。
The book of Galatians says that the Holy Spirit is within us, calling out Abba Father.
所以我们很有把握，神就是我的父亲。
So we have this assurance that God is our heavenly Father.
我是神的儿女，为什么？因为圣灵在祷告的时候就叫呼叫神阿爸父。
And that we're his children, because when we pray in the Holy Spirit, we're calling out Father to him.
那这个圣灵很多好处。
And there's a lot of benefit to having Holy Spirit.
所以每一个受洗的一定要迫切求圣灵。
So for everyone who's received this baptism, you have to pray earnestly for the Holy Spirit.
因为这是神给我们最大的福气。
Because this is the greatest blessing God has given.
超过千万的金银。
And it surpasses all other wealth.
那我们回到罗马书第五章啊。
So let's turn back to Romans chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
That the Holy Spirit poured out the love of God to our hearts.
有时候我们的爱就是我们的爱，我们配偶的爱就是配偶的爱，所以有的时候丈夫很爱太太，太太不爱丈夫。
And our love is our love, our spouse's love is their love, and so sometimes, the husband might love the wife, but the wife might not.
所以人的爱不会跑到另外一个人身上。
And one person's love does not transfer to the other person.
但是神的爱可以充满在我们里面。
But the love of God can fill our hearts.
就是借着圣灵的浇灌。
Which is through the pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在是缺乏爱的一个世代。
And in our generation, it's very lacking in love.
所以你看很多人哦，心里受到伤害。
And so a lot of people are hurt in their heart.
或者说在一个没有爱的环境长大。
Or maybe they grew up in an environment without love.
那这一种没有爱的环境长大，或者在小孩子受到伤害，有时候你真的没有办法医他的这个内心的病。
And so when someone grew up in such an environment, it's very hard to cure them.
因为这变成一个伤痕在里面。
Because this has become a trauma within them.
但是当我们回到主耶稣的面前
，But when we come back to Lord Jesus Christ,
这个神的爱浇灌充满在我们里面。
And when God's love is poured into our hearts,
我们过去什么不幸都过去了。
And whatever misfortune we had,
为什么
？Past.
因为我现在被神的爱充满。
Because now.I'm filled by the love of God.
所以要医治一个人受到伤害或者没有爱的环境长大， 是绝对可能的。
So it's possible to heal someone who was hurt.
就是要祷告被圣灵充满。
It's for them to pray till they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，那就天天会活得很，觉得很甜美，很幸福。为什么？因为神很爱我。
And then they will live a very satisfied love, life.
那有时候我们要爱别人，我们觉得发现我们的爱真的很少。
And sometimes when we're trying to love other people, but we can't.
哦，那这个要怎么办？
So what can we do?
所以我们每一次读到圣经，要爱别人，爱别人，压力好大。
And so when we read the Bible tells us that we need to love others, and we feel very stressed out.
如果我们口袋只有十块钱，你一直讲要帮助别人，帮助别人，那这十块钱用出去，我就没有钱了。
Because maybe I only have $10 in my pocket, and you keep on telling me that I need to help others. But if I use it to help others, then I have nothing left.
但是如果你那个钱啊，源源涌进到你的账户来，那你要爱别人，给十块、二十块、一百块都没有关系啊。
But if you have this unlimited source of money, then you could give out all that you want.
所以我们在想啊，为什么《使徒行传》那时候的人有办法做到凡物共用
？So if we look at the apostolic time, how were they able to share everything they had?
因为整个教会被圣灵充满。
Because the whole church was filled by the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣的爱充满在他们当中。
The love of Jesus Christ filled their hearts.
主耶稣爱我们到为我们成为贫穷。
Jesus loved us to a point where he became poor for us.
要我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
And through his poverty, we may become rich.
所以如果这个爱充满我们，
So if this love fills us,
我们也愿意为别人成为贫穷，让他因为我们的爱成为富足。
And we're willing to become poor for other people, and that through our love, they can become rich.
那如果我们回到罗马书第五章。
If we look at back at Romans chapter 5,
这个地方讲啊，患难不至于羞耻，因为所赐的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And here it says, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们去探望一个患难的弟兄姊妹，我们常常帮他祷告，神啊，赶快医治他，赶快帮助他解决他的困难。
And sometimes when we visit someone in tribulation, we will pray to God, saying that God, please help them to end this. To end this tribulation.
但是有时候神有神的时候。
But God has His timing.
所以有时候我们要为这个患难中的弟兄姐妹祷告。
So when we pray for this person in tribulation,
让他对神的爱有信心。
We need to pray for them to have faith in the love of God.
让他被神的爱充满。
For them to be filled with the love of God.
如果人在患难中没有感到神的爱，就觉得神在罚我。
If someone, when they're in tribulation and they don't feel the love of God, then they'll feel like they're being punished. By God,
神不爱我。
That God doesn't love us.
所以我今天遇到这个。
And that's why they are faced with this.
那如果我们被神的爱充满。
But if we're filled with the love of God,
我们在患难中会感谢神。
Then in our tribulations, we'll be able to thank God.
你看有很多父母他希望小孩子学钢琴。
There are many parents who want their children to play the piano.
小孩子真的不想学。
And the children don't want to play.
觉得很痛苦。
And they feel very troubled.
但是这个父母觉得这个对你将来有好处，你将来能够到教会也能够来服侍神。
But the parents want their children to play the piano, it's for their good, and so that they can play piano for church in the future.
但是这个小孩子没有办法了解。
But the children cannot understand it.
但等到长大他就知道了。
And then it's only after they grow up, then they come to understand.
所以天父让我们受苦，如果我们真的感觉到他很爱我们，我们不会埋怨。
So when we're in tribulation, if we understand God loves us, then when we're in tribulation, we will not complain.
所以在患难中，如果感受神的爱我们有时候真的可以欢欢喜喜。
So if we're able to feel God's love when in our tribulation, we can still be joyful.
这是一个人在称义以后得的恩典。
So this is a grace that someone can receive after they're justified by faith.
好，我们请回来看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 5.
第五章的十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 11.
请。
And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
这里讲我们能够与神和好，就是因为称义。
here mentions that we now receive this reconciliation because we have been justified.
那这个在洗礼的时候已经完成了。
And this is completed when we're baptized.
那下面一个就是我们可以追求的目标。
And next is a goal that we can pursue after.
以神为乐。
To rejoice in God.
哦，这个是我们信仰一个非常高的目标。
And this is a very high goal.
世界上最快乐的是什么？
What is the thing that can give people joy the
most? 比如说我们常常想到哪里去玩。
Sometimes we might think, where do I want to travel to?
或者说去吃什么餐馆。
Or to which restaurant?
或者你的理想达到。
Or to achieve some sort of achievement.
这个时候都是人世间的事情。
And these are all worldly matters.
但是如果我们看彼得、雅各、约翰在变帽山上的体验。
But if we look at Peter, James, and John, and their experience on the Mount of Transfiguration,
我们在这里真好。
They say it's good for us to be here.
所以他打算打三座棚要住下来。
So Peter wanted to build three tents and live there.
山上有什么？什么都没有。
What was on the mountain? There was nothing there.
那为什么在这里真好？
But why was it good for them to be there?
因为他看到主耶稣变貌。
Because they saw how Jesus transfigured.
看到那个跟他们同在的那一位就是神成肉身显现，把神的荣耀显现出来。
They saw how that person who was with them manifested the glory of God.
所以最能够满足我们，最能够让我们心里得到喜乐是神本身。
So the one that can give us the most satisfaction in our heart and the most joy is God.
所以我们的信仰必须要追求神的充满，神的同在。
So in our journey of faith, we need to pursue after God and His abiding.
到最后就是在地如天了。
And in the end, we'll feel as if we're in heaven.
我们的人生非常的满足。
And we'll have a very satisfied life.
非常的甜美。
And a very sweet.
非常的喜乐。
And very joyful.
为什么？
Why?
因为我天天在神里面来享受神的同在。
Because every day I'm living within God, I'm enjoying His blessing.
那这个以神为乐有几点？
And there are several points to rejoice in God.
第一个就是在神的爱里面。
First is to be in God's love.
就是我们刚刚提的，祷告被圣灵充满，你会很喜乐。
Just as what we mentioned before, when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, you'll receive this joy.
那第二个
Secondly,
以神为乐就是在神的道理里面。
To rejoice in God is to live in His word.
玛利亚选择上好的福分。
Mary chose the better portion.
她在主耶稣面前听主耶稣讲话。
She chose to remain in front of Jesus to listen to His words.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the words of God is life.
神的话进到我们内心就发出亮光。
And when the words of God come into our heart, it shines.
给我们盼望，给我们安慰，给我们力量。
It gives us hope, gives us comfort, and gives us strength.
但是我们要从深入到神的话里面。
But we have to dive deep into God's words.
我们常常数算神的恩典。
And we have to count His blessings.
我们都感觉到神非常爱我们。
And then we'll feel that God loves us.
我们常常祷告被圣灵充满。
And we pray often to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满第一个就是仁爱。
And the first characteristic of being filled by the Holy Spirit is love.
第二个就是喜乐。
And second is joy.
我们很多人都有这个体验当初得圣灵被圣灵充满的时候，拿100万跟你换你都不要，那个实在是太大的喜乐。
And many of us might have felt this before. When you first receive the Holy Spirit, you have so much joy, and you wouldn't trade anything else in the world for it.
所以我们今天得到最大的恩典就是称义。
So today, the greatest blessing we have received is being justified.
称义让我们跟神的关系和好。
And this justification allows us to rebuild this relationship with God.
让我们的人生充满着盼望。
So that our life can be filled with hope.
让我们的人生充满着爱。
And our lives can be filled with love.
让我们的人生充满着喜乐。
And our life can be filled with joy.
所以信主耶稣真的非常好。
So it's truly good to believe in Lord Jesus.
我们要唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我换一首，85首。
Let's sing hymn number 85.